Leading up to the November election, forecasters predicted that Republican incumbent David Valadao would win Congressional District 21. The district includes all of Kings County and parts of Fresno, Tulare, and Kern counties. It wasn't until last week, as vote counts were finalized, that the race was decided in favor of Democrat T.J. Cox.
We kind of flagged it as a potential upset. That said, I ultimately was pretty surprised that Valadao ended up losing.
That's Kyle Condick, the managing editor for Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball, a political analysis and forecast from the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. His forecast for the district was leans Republican, meaning it might be a close race, but one ending in Republican candidate Valadao's favor.
It was someone who people on both sides seemed to think was in decent shape.
In the 21st district, the majority of voters are registered Democrats. Despite that, the district has voted for Republican David Valadao since 2012. He comes from a family of dairymen, speaks fluent Spanish, and has worked with Democrats on some issues like immigration. But now, Condick says that this has been a reckoning moment for the state's Republican Party as it addresses voter demographics that are changing at a rate faster than the rest of the nation.
As bad as it is for California Republicans, it hypothetically could get even worse next time.
He says that after 2012, some Republican leaders suggested toning down the immigration rhetoric and making stronger appeals to non-white voters.
And then Donald Trump gets nominated doing almost exactly the opposite and ends up winning the presidency.
Condick says the affiliation between President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans is part of what turned California voters away from the party. So now California Republicans are wondering how to win voters back. Nick Guerra teaches political science at West Hills College in Coalinga within the 21st District, and he agrees.
I don't think this was a no to Valadao. I think this was more of a no to the president and the administration that Mr. Valadao has fallen victim to.
He says that the nationalization of politics has certainly come into play for these races. Guerra also says the factors that used to most influence an election are changing.
The Valley is consistently proving that it doesn't take money to buy this race. The Republicans, and especially Valadao, from the last report coming in from almost October, he had outraised T.J. Cox by well over $1 million.
What matters instead, says Guerra, has been the ground game. That's what made Claire Fidiasi confident that the 21st Congressional District might flip. She canvassed and phone banked for T.J. Cox. And after the election, she paid close attention to the county clerk updates.
I had so many people say, the election's over, isn't it? I said, well, the election's over, but there's still ballots that haven't been counted.
Fidiasi works at a local printing shop in Hanford and is chair of the Kings County Democratic Central Committee. She says when she had a meeting with David Valadao back in 2017 to talk about issues in the district, she felt brushed off.
And that's when I just felt that I was going to do whatever I needed to get a new congressperson. So it's been almost 2 years of effort and obviously well worth all the effort.
And there were plenty of young people canvassing too, like Anna Armstrong, who isn't old enough to vote, but still went out and knocked on doors with a friend.
Yeah, we had a couple people like, you two look very young for canvassers. And we're like, well, we are, you know, we're a high school sophomore and junior, so it is a bit unusual.
Armstrong, who is 16, canvassed in Fowler the week before the election.
We had to just kind of explain that these are policies that affect us as well. That politics shouldn't just be limited to adults because it affects everyone.
With freshman orientation finished for new congressmen in Washington, D.C., we'll soon find out just how T.J. Cox will legislate and how his decisions will play out in his district. I'm Laura Satsui, and you're listening to Valley Edition.